The Gauge Live at the NFR is brought to you by Cavenders and Bilfic Ford. We cannot forget about Rule Cloth, the Royal Crown Fraternity, and Bailey's House of Guns.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conrado. On this episode of the podcast, we have got the round five winners. It was a great night of rodeo, guys. We started off with Clay Smith and Jade Corkle, who lit the arena on fire, 3-6 in the team roping. They came back and really showed why they are some of the top guys. After that, Wyatt Casper got his first go-around win on a horse that he won some money on at the American back in March. So it was a perfect pairing, a lot of confidence for him going into that. Hunter Heron, who has been away from the National Finals Rodeo since 2016, battling injuries and whatnot. He won the round in the tie down. And then, once again, Haley Kinzel on the episode. What are we going to talk about? She keeps winning, so she keeps coming back. And you guys know how it goes with Haley. I mean, she's been on the show a ton, so you know how it goes. But the Colorado guy, make your jokes. Ty Wallace won bull riding for the second night in a row. He is on fire. We're super happy to have him on the show. We had a nice little conversation, but yeah, check it out. Thank you to our partners over at Cavenders. Cavenders has been a trusted cowboy boot and western wear outfitter for over 50 years. Discover why their loyal customers love their collections of western wear. Check them out at cavenders.com for the latest styles. What is going on? We have got Clay Smith and Jade Corkle here. Jade's already been on and, you know, was kind of like talking about getting stuff like this done. So they got it done tonight. Fastest run of the entire rodeo, actually. You guys drew a good steer, and I think you guys roped that steer in practice, right?
Yeah, we did. We had him the other day, and we knew he was pretty good. And then Nelson and Levi ran him in the second round the other night, and they did good on him too. So it's hard to do bad on those.
Yeah.
Or you should do good on those.
I mean, it was beautiful. You set up the run perfectly, and then, of course, Jade did what Jade does. And, I mean, you guys have five gold buckles between the two of you, so... You know, I think we were in here doing kind of a mid-rodeo recap with Billy Jack, and I think he picked you guys to win the round, so.
Thank you, Billy Jack.
There you go. You can't be here, Billy, but you're helping these guys out. But, I mean, what were you guys' thoughts kind of going in? It's kind of been, wouldn't say slow start, but, I mean, the team roping's been really interesting so far.
You can say slow start.
Yeah.
No, this is a long, long week. It's, it's pretty easy to let your head get into the whole hype and panic and make decisions you probably shouldn't make. But that's all I've been trying to do, is just kind of stay the course and realize that it's just one steer every day. And even if we've done bad on one before, it's a new day today, and just try to do what I know to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, no doubt about it. And I think what you guys really needed to kind of jump up was a go-around win, and you got that go-around win. And now I know, Jade, you're sitting second in the world at this point. And, Dustin and Travis have been pretty dang solid, but they kind of fouled up tonight, which, being at this point in the rodeo, really opens things up there. And I mean, what do you guys think about that? I'm sure you're planning on capitalizing, but
yeah, it's a, you know, there's a really fine line right there of going too fast and going fast enough, you know, because with the, now that it's not three loops anymore, you need to, the last day you need to be able to win two checks to have a good shot at it. And it's almost impossible to do it without placing in the average. So you want to get a time, but then you need to win. And like tonight, we were sixth out and four flat was already winning second or whatever. So you kind of had to plan on it being somewhat tough. So no extra swings, but nothing just crazy yet either.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, what do we have? Two teams now who've caught all the way across. I mean, there's a lot of rodeo left, and it's, I mean, now at this point, pending they don't continue that course, I mean, it's anyone's game with the average too. So, I mean, it's going to be kind of a nail biter in the team roping, I think.
Yeah. A lot of roping left.
Yeah, yeah, and we've already had Jade on here and kind of talked about, you know, the rodeo and whatnot, but what has been kind of your opinion of this so far? I mean, we're kind of at the midway point, but when you got here, got to rope some of these steers early, what Clay have you kind of seen, and what do you like about being here?
Oh, I mean, it's kind of a, to me, the barrier, they made it a little bit longer, but the steers leave so sharp that it hasn't played, you know, it hasn't been, you know, as far as scoring, it don't seem like that much different, but this way the pattern of the steers kind of running, you know, the catch pins to the right a little bit. So you either have some steers that are, you know, maybe kind of fading to the right a little bit. And then if the corner is a little bit tricky here, which we've been fortunate, hadn't run into that problem yet, but you know, there's not a lot of lift in that corner right there, and so that can kind of come into play. But all in all, it's been fun. I mean, we're just thankful to have somewhere to go rope for this kind of money. I mean, at least we're happy that they, you know, have the finals. So at least we get to, you know, have a job for a little while.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's certainly some people out there who aren't so lucky. But it's funny you mention that, because those buck and shoots on that left side, they are on that left side, come up really quick. And we're seeing that, you know, taking those long throws, as fun as it is, you know, somebody like Dustin doing that, I think he hit the fence tonight.
It caused him a big problem.
So it's like, you got to wonder how much, you know, chucking rope is going to hurt somebody. Maybe it's a really tough balance. And then on your side, you know, trying to get out quick enough, but not too quick to push that steer to the left it is a tough, actually, if you break it down, it's a tough pin to rope in.
Yeah. If you to make the run you want to make, there's a very small window right there for everybody to be in for it to line up. But we're just going to do the best we can and just leave it at that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you guys certainly proved that you're doing that tonight. You've got the fastest time. I mean, it'd be tough to imagine going faster than 3.6 in this arena, or, you know, or most arenas, really.
Yeah, it all worked out good. Like, I mean, you can't try to be any certain time. It don't seem like, I mean, you kind of know when you need to turn it up a little bit. And like you said, tonight, it was looking like a little tougher round. So I knew I probably didn't need to take an extra swing, but the pattern of the steer, and then when he healed him as tight, I mean, like, as tight as he got him, I mean, it let me get faced good, and we hope we keep drawing good.
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing like a big confidence boost, and you guys understand the pressure. This is not new territory other than the arena, so.
I went 2 for 5, and now I'm just, it's a great week all of a sudden now. Yeah. it only takes one, like you said earlier to me.
Exactly.
One steer changed the whole deal, so.
No problems now.
No, exactly. Not at all. Exactly, yeah. Knock on wood, there's plenty of it right here. So we carried this table, and it's like 700 pounds. So it weighs more than the steer you guys roped. Well, cool, guys. Yeah, we'll let you guys get on with your evening, and we'll keep an eye on you, and hopefully we'll see you guys in here again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, Bilfic Ford is the number one Super Duty in the entire country. Number one. They are a family-owned and operated dealership with no bull discounts, no bull interest rates. These are some of the best rates you can get on a new Super Duty, guys. They also offer nationwide shipping, so you're not limited to that Ford dealer you might not like in your backyard. Go to BillFickFordHuntsville.com for the best deals on a new Super Duty. Go look in the contestant parking if you're here at Globe Life. You'll see more Bill Fick Fords than any other brand. All right, guys, we are back with the round 5 winner in the saddle bronc riding, Wyatt Casper, who is also the man on top of the world right now in that event. So, Wyatt, how you doing?
I feel like I'm on top of the world right now.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just been sitting back, biding your time, but you got your go-around win on these finite little Globe Life buckles. I mean, what are your thoughts on, obviously, you got a horse that you know, and yeah, I mean, what? Just tell us, kind of walk us through what just happened there.
Yeah, this really couldn't have come at a better time. I got bucked off last night. Bar T horse got me down, and I kind of really needed this. I need a little pick me up, and I think this is what's going to do it for me, and hopefully get us through the rest of the week.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, talk about rebound. I mean, full 180, 9.5 points. You know, you got lifted the night before, but. I mean, you were in a flow state from the jump. It just looked like you had his number. You beat him down every single time, and it was just a pretty ride.
Yeah, that's an awesome horse, TJ Corcos. First time I got on him in Arlington in March, I was 91.5, and so here to be 90.5 is just unreal. That horse bucks honest every time, and he's really good.
That horse has made you a lot of money this year.
Yeah, yeah. He sure helped me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and you got – the whole deal with the American really set your year up for you, and it couldn't have come at a better time, because right after that, all this COVID mess started, and, you know, it was nickel and diamond for the rest of the year to try to, you know, possibly get to where we're at now. So, I mean, what was your year like? I mean, you're one of the guys we actually haven't caught up with this year, so I'd be real interested in hearing what it was like for you on the road.
Yeah, this year has been incredible, especially it come off of a year like I had last year. I think only won like 38,000. It really kind of got us down a little bit, and I told myself after last year, I said 2020, I'm gonna get out there, I'm gonna get a jump start on everybody, I'm gonna go rodeo when everybody ain't rodeoing. And it really helped. My confidence was through the roof beginning of the year. I won a lot of money at places I had never done any good at, so this year has been incredible for me and my family, especially when the COVID hit. Like, a lot of them guys probably had to go get jobs or whatever, and I was able to spend time with my family at home and work on my place, and this year has been awesome.
Yeah, yeah, you're like one of 10 people in the entire country who's like, 2020 was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all sitting here like playing our little violins, like, God, when will this ever end?
Yeah.
We're just like going to the bank in 2020. Of course, you can't go inside, so you got to go through the line.
Yeah, but, it's different cash and checks.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it certainly is. But, I mean, you put on a clinic tonight. You're proving why you're the number one guy in the world. What do you expect to happen in the Saddle Bronc riding? It's an interesting race. I mean, some of these other ones, you could almost write what's going to happen. But the Saddle Bronc, it's like, yeah, I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, you have a great lead, but, you know, we're only five rounds in.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you come to the NFR with...
Of course, the Americans on your mind.
American, yeah, I like that place.
But. You do.
Coming to the NFR, like, anything can happen. You know, $26,000 around, that's a lot of money, and it can shorten that gap real quick, and especially if you stub your toe, you know. And, like, this NFR has been outstanding, but... Like, I still got Ryder breathing down my neck, and I think this round win will help put a little bit more space there. But it's tough when you get here. You got to be focused and use every horse like you're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the best 15 guys in the world, including yourself, going for it, and, like, half of them have the same last name, which is always fun.
That's always good, ain't it?
Isn't that good?
The right, like, last name,
you
too.
You guys all look the same. I'm not sure who's who. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. What factor do you think the average is going to play in this whole race?
I like to say it's too early to tell right now.
Yeah, but. It certainly seems like, because you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, just like what happened to me last night. I got bucked off. Wasn't planning on that. So five more rounds.
Yep.
And anything can happen. So the average will, I mean, $70,000, that's unreal, and that can shorten the gap real quick. So
it really can. But I mean, you're kind of on a good spot here, you know, in a good place right now. Anytime you win around, you go over 90, I mean, you're no stranger to big, you know, big wins. But I think you gotta be on another level coming in as far as confidence goes tomorrow. So
yeah, you can't come in here trying not to lose. You gotta come in here to win. So that's what we're here for.
That's right. Well, you showed it tonight. You won around. You got one of those coveted buckles, and it's all uphill from there.
Yeah, we're excited to go cross the street and get it.
Yeah, no doubt. And then back to the hotel.
Yeah, back home, go to bed.
Yep, exactly. Yep. That makes it easy the next morning, right?
Most definitely. Yeah. Especially on them kids.
Well, yeah, kids will do it.
I got two of them, so I bet they'll be really itching to go to bed.
I'll bet you. Yeah, so what stories tonight?
Oh, yeah, what story? So we're going to tell you about how we won the round.
All righty, buddy. Well, you take it easy and have a good night.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, absolutely. Bailey's House of Guns is a family-owned and operated business based out of Houston, Texas. These guys have supplied law enforcement throughout the state with guns and ammunition for years. They also provide great options for hunters. Benelli Shotguns, Weatherby, Christensen Arms, Smith & Wesson, Loophole Scopes, Swarovski Optics, just to name a few. They've been in business since 1970, guys. They are also a well-known sponsor of rodeo and rodeo athletes. Give them a call, 713-433-2475 for more details. Here's the great thing, guys. They can ship guns and ammo to local FFLs in your area if you are not in the Houston market. They've got lots of stock. Give Bailey's House of Guns a call today. All right, we are back, guys. Hunter Heron just took round number 5 in the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in the tie-down roping, 7-4. And, I mean, how's it going, Hunter?
Pretty good today.
Yeah.
A lot better today, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't been to the finals for a little bit now, and kind of getting to come in at Globe Life. I mean, that's pretty exciting stuff.
So. Oh, yeah. Last year I made the NFR was 2016, and there's been a lot happened since 2016. So we were fortunate to get a back number this year, and then for it to be here and different. 2020 has been pretty different anyway, so I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it seems like some of the guys you were expecting to do certain things in the tie down, I mean, there's been some problems out there. I mean,
yeah, the start's a little bit different, which different for the NFR. It's not different for rodeo, you know, no matter where you're at. 3 under is a very, very regular start, but if you've been to Vegas, you think you're going to catch up at a certain point or this, that, and another, and here the arena is so much bigger that you might have to go further left. So some guys may be looking for a throw that's not really there, and then you have Weston Hughes who's roping great, and he hasn't seemed to take a bad throw, and if he keeps doing that, he's going to be tough to beat in average, but then you have other guys sneaking up there too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as far as the average race goes, Weston is he's being pretty dang consistent. He's not rushing. He's kind of hanging around in the same area every night. But yeah. I mean, when you go out and you see Shad, you know, truck rope the way he has been and missing, I mean, it gets a little interesting. You know, when it comes down to it, I mean, it looked like it was all but done, but you just don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah, some of us were talking with the way Marty roped the first two rounds, and even the two nights previous, the third and fourth rounds. I mean, if he gets both of them flanked down, I mean, I'm not saying he won both them rounds, but I mean, he's placed deep in them. And then tonight, Buster was a little bit strong, calf strained, or he was going to be as fast as he wanted to be. So, and then Shad, I mean, his style is a lot like mine, and my whole career is, and it's same as Marty's. Marty's isn't a whole lot different from ours. But he may have had misfortune in breaking a barrier here or there. So now it's come time to go rounds, and it looked like to me he might have missed a barrier a little bit tonight and still try to take that throw. And it's not always an easy throw. So, and the way the round ended up being, I mean, besides Shane and I, 7-4, 7-5, and then I think 8-2.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. 8-2 all the way to 8-7 with Corey, who's actually kind of, I think he's placing every round but one.
So. Yeah. And I think Weston might have placed in every round.
Yeah.
Because he's been 8-3, or faster every time. So, but it's, I like the setup. So, hopefully this will kind of keep his head in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly seems like it. And everybody's kind of getting a piece of it every night. Somebody different every night other than Marty, those first two. So,
yes,
sir. It's kind of a gunfight in the tie down, which it normally is in Vegas. But, well, glad you stopped by here. Congratulations on getting one of those Globe Life buckles. It's got to be nice for a guy to come, out of 4 years of rest kind of and grab a go around win like that.
Yeah. I wish we could have been resting the last couple of years, but we've had three surgeries, and so but yeah, we're glad to be here.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You showed that you belong here tonight and why you're one of the strong veterans. So congratulations on the go around win and enjoy your night. No fun, but
Yeah. Just a buckle and in bed.
Yep, buckle and sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be spry in the morning.
There you go. Appreciate it.
Big shout out to Rural Cloth. If you like hunting, fishing, back roads, family farms, ice cold beer, bonfire nights, old pickup trucks, dogs, never cats, and mud on your boots, it's because you are cut from Rural Cloth. Rural Cloth is the brand for you. This brand sets out to create quality apparel for the rural American. We even did a podcast with Mr. Brandon Bates, who is their founder. He is also a longtime PBR announcer. They set up a coupon code for you guys to use over at ruralcloth.com. Use the coupon code Gage right now for 20% off during the entire NFR and 10% off after the NFR ends. That promo code is Gage at checkout. Go do some Christmas shopping. Support small business. How important is that right now? Go support Rural Cloth right now. Any day now.
I gave you the notion.
Oh, that was it?
The notion?
I gave you the point.
Like, are we going?
So we're just on here sitting awkwardly. She was trying to cross her eyes. And I'm just like, okay. Like, yeah, she was right.
Whoops.
The air is really thick in here. Yeah, well, what do you do?
Honestly, you need a fan.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we try to leave the door open. Yeah. But for some reason, these giant, Ethiopian mosquitoes keep flying.
Yeah.
They're creeping me out.
That's a bit much.
Especially with someone your size.
That's the problem with Texas in the winter. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where they're coming from. We've had freezes, in the past 2 weeks.
Doesn't matter. Suckers are born, grow in a day. Texas, man. It's like the jungle.
That big one landed on somebody and took a good portion of their life essence. You smashed that sucker. It was like, okay, someone's walking around a little.
There were two of them. There were two of them.
Yeah. That's funny. Not fun. But yeah, well, fun for you.
For me.
I didn't even we didn't even say bring Haley. We're just like, okay, here she is.
Well,
to be fair, you thought you were going to see Ivy. So
I did. I came for that. So
she literally left as soon as we were done. She's like, oh, all right, I got to go feed.
I could see her saying
that's
that.
That's not how she talks. I don't know why I did
that. I've never heard that ever, but yeah, like it. No.
Do you like that?
It should be.
Yeah.
Maybe tell her tomorrow to throw a little accent in there.
A little accent? Mm-hmm. I don't think she'll be here tomorrow.
Is she done?
This is a one-time deal. She wanted to do midpoint recap. She did it for 40 minutes.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah, and it was all barrel racing. Totally different than normal.
I like that.
You can check it out.
The event that matters.
You can check it out on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
I will check it out.
Well, okay, so let's actually talk about the run. We've been pretty good about that literally every freaking night.
Yeah.
Been
really good.
Yeah, so at this point, it's like if you don't come on and then you don't win a round, it's like, well, what do you do there?
What do we talk about? Do we ever talk again? Is it awkward?
It might be. It's not as awkward as last night with the crushed velvety shirt. No, it's a lot. Right. This is more you.
I've had a lot of people just be like, oh, okay, we're good.
Yeah, this is more comfortable for me.
It's so much more for me too, obviously.
No, that was a stretch.
I'm okay.
Then again, maybe you should push your boundaries every once in a while.
So Ivy told me to start wearing velvet pants next. Like next move is the pants. And I was like, I feel like that's slick. Like you can just slide up. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know that velvet pants is probably the play. But I bet Jamie Smith has some you could borrow.
She might. Hey, I'd do it. But not to compete in, because that'd be dangerous.
You'd have to roll them up quite a bit.
But you're right. Well, not on my horse.
That's true. They might catch some air.
They might.
But, right, so what was the game plan going in? I mean, you knew you had top of the ground in that second section, I guess they're calling them. I mean, it looked amazing. So.
Yeah, I wanted to get on her for sure tonight. I kind of had in my mind hoping I could go on her through round five just because of my shuffle on the dirt and being first on it tonight. And I didn't really watch it, but, like, I heard there were some slips and stuff that were catching barrels in the first couple. Emily was freaking fast, and when she ran that, I was like, yes, it is fast out there, and I'm sick for her because that was awesome. But the horses that were doing it were kind of like really waiting on their hind end, and I was like, well, we need to keep moving forward. So that was kind of just my only plan right beforehand, was just go to my spots and then keep her moving and stepping around them so that she didn't get too rocked back and slide, and worked pretty well.
Yeah, no kidding. It worked really well.
It worked very well.
So, I mean, the entire finals for you is working out really well. Like, you're collecting go-around buckles, so that's what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't want to give them away, so might as well.
I mean, you're going to have so many at some point, you might just give some away.
I could.
Yeah, some kid with cancer or COVID, it would be a really cute thing.
COVID would be here, but after the finals, because we can't touch COVID right now, so.
No, unless one of those awkward massive mosquitoes was carrying it.
Hey, that's strain. Probably a thing in Texas. Texas COVID mosquitoes.
That's
that's exactly what it is.
That's the next thing. Yeah, as if we haven't had enough in 2020, mosquitoes now carry COVID.
Yeah.
It's not a blood thing, though. It's a spit thing.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I don't want to think about mosquitoes and spit.
So,
anyways.
So, how do you feel to be the person who's came on the gauge the most at this point?
Well, that came out smooth.
So special.
You feel special?
I feel special.
Well. I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
I don't know. Yeah, we should stop now.
It's time to stop. It is.
Sorry, guys.
We're going to let Ty Wallace come in here. He's never been on.
Oh, he'll have fun. I love Ty. He's awesome.
Yeah, super happy for him. He's a great guy.
Freaking cool.
Ty Wallace is the kind of guy who helps you do a load of hay when he doesn't have to. He's just a good ranchy guy. Exactly.
He was freaking ranchy on that sucker, too. That was
two nights in a row. It has been culminating for him to win, you know?
Yes.
Win two in a row.
Pump for him.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if Sage has had a qualified ride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he have one the first night?
Last night he did.
Did he?
Or the night before. One of the two.
One of the two.
But he didn't draw very good.
No. That was tough.
Gotta draw.
Yeah.
Well, part of it. Great guy.
There's no draw on the barrels, but you know, if you get top of the ground and you go do what you did.
Pretty much drawn. Yeah.
Works pretty good.
Works for me.
It does.
Yeah.
Not everybody else. Everybody else is probably pretty mad, but it works for you.
It's okay.
Watch your back on the way to your trailer.
Maybe I should. Maybe not. Because today they'll recognize me. See, yesterday I was safe.
Yesterday you were safe. Okay. They thought you were out there carrying one of those flags. And what are those
maybe
ladies called? Flag girls.
Yeah, that's tough.
Could have put those two together. Yeah.
Long week, day five.
It has been a long week. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't worry, you're only halfway there.
You're right. Perfect. We're done. Get out of here.
Okay, I will.
Also, thank you to Royal Crown. Royal Crown is a fraternity and derby, as well as an open barrel race with roping events included, offering some of the industry's biggest payouts for riders, stallion shareholders, and breeders. Couple that with no annual enrollments. Look for their events in 2021, where they will be in Bryan, Texas in February. There'll be 65,000 added to that fraternity, guys, as well as their event in Rock Springs, Wyoming in August. Check out royalcrownrace.com. Again, that's royalcrownrace.com, or find Royal Crown on Facebook for information on the stallion enrollment, entering their 2021 races, and a list of enrolled stallions. That's royalcrownrace.com. Yeah, that's too bad. That would have been funny on the air. Yeah. Can't recreate something like that.
Uppers, downers.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever you need for your mood.
Yeah, exactly. You're sitting here and you watch it on TV and you're just like in a little bunker. It's just not quite as fun as being out there.
Yeah.
Well, certainly not not for anybody. You have had an unbelievable final so far. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's crazy that it's only halfway done. So I feel healthy and strong, and hopefully, you know, just keep the ball rolling. Keep drawing good bulls.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely had the draw in your favor, but, I mean, you just, when you have consecutive rides like that, especially when most people are getting bucked off, I mean, it just creates confidence probably that makes it tough to beat.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it really is. You know, momentum is key, and when you can just keep drawing good bulls and staying on them, and especially here, I mean, there's no better place that you want to do it other than right here, and this is the time to do it. You know, it pays, and, you know, everything's on the line, as close of a race as it is this year with the money so tight and everything. You know, it's pretty exciting. So,
yeah, I mean, and you're no stranger to the national finals, but I mean, it's been a minute since you've, what was it, 17 your last year?
Yeah, 17. Just fought a bunch of injuries, just kind of held me back. And luckily, I was, you know, I never got into hardly anything this winter, you know, Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, nothing. But I entered, you know, I got in a couple bull rides, and it's just been great all year. You know, I've drawn great bulls all year and just made them count everywhere that I've went. And it's just worked out. That's, you know, that's just kind of what got me here. And just hopefully I just keep doing it. So,
yeah, well, I mean, you and Kai kind of now are battling it out, but Colton's been good. I mean, it's been amazing to see these younger guys, and it's funny getting to talk to Kai and Colton a long time ago before, you know, they even knew they were qualifying for the national finals, and to see how far those guys have come. I mean, they're a force.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, Colton grew up right behind me. He's 6 years younger than me, but I was just getting out of high school when he was coming around, you know, junior high and whatnot. And that, you know, them men have more talent than they even know what to do with. I wish I had half the talent that they did, and it's pretty exciting. It's fun to see them guys and be, you know, grown up so close. I mean, we're only about 40 minutes from each other. And
yeah, he's right there from Rifle.
And, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I couldn't, you know, them guys are great.
So. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it is fun in the bull riding. This is a totally, I mean, you know what it's like at Thomas and Mac, but being here, I mean, we were kind of a broken record, but when you talk to somebody new, it's really fun to kind of hear what their opinion is of the arena and how it affects the bulls you've drawn being in this open space.
Absolutely, you know, it's changed everything. And even, you know, not even so much the arena, but, you know, the shortage of rodeos that we had this year. A lot of these bulls, you know, I mean, we brought them here because of 2 years ago, of what we knew about them 2 years ago, because we never even got to see them this year. And bigger pin, different atmosphere, everything. It changes the game. In first two rounds, I was super nervous. I had jitters and whatnot, and I've kind of settled down, and it just kind of feels like home to me now. But it's a different atmosphere for sure.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned something that you had a hard time getting into rodeos. I think that's something that maybe some of the people out there who haven't rodeoed or don't understand how it works. If you take an injury like you did, miss a year, and you miss another year even, and it's even worse, but you lose all your qualifications for the big rodeos and have to rebuild that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's all based on qualifications. And luckily enough, I was able to use my NFR exempt entering stuff, but 2 years out, you know, down and out, and in – be able to just, I think I went to 6 rodeos before the COVID deal hit, and was fortunate enough that I'd won about 28,000 at them 6 rodeos and a couple bull ridings, you know, that I got in, and I just made them count. But it's key to get in. You know, heck, you can go to Houston and San Antonio, and that 1 year at San Antonio, you know, I win 40,000 out of there, you know, huge jump. And with not getting into that stuff, it makes it a little tougher. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you're on a roll. There's a strong case that you might be the world champion at the end of all this, and I'd like nothing more to see one of you Colorado guys do it for sure.
Yeah, either Colton or I, you know, are pulling for everybody. Everybody's my friend in that locker room, and however it works out, however it plays out, you know, win, lose, no matter what, you know, I'd love to put a gold buckle on my belt, but I just got to not think about none of that and just keep putting my hand in that rope and staying on, because them guys are after me and I'm after them, so.
Yeah, it's a weird thing being such good friends with the people you're going to war against, but that's rodeo for you.
Yeah, it's just camaraderie, you know, and we love it. That's why we do it is because it's fun and you know, most of my family, you know, my best friends and everything are through rodeo. So it's been good. It's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, congratulations, and we'll keep an eye on you. And you win you another go around, you'll be sitting right back here, and we hope that that's the case. So
yeah, five more rounds. So hopefully there's a chance.
Yeah, I think there probably is based on what you did the last two nights. So
appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot. This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shay Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you guys next time.